All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. It's Friday, April 30th. These are our top stories in 5 minutes or less. The owner of an Albert Lea coffee and wine bar who's been on the lam after defying state COVID restrictions plans to be at a rally tomorrow in Albert Lea after she was arrested in Iowa yesterday. Lisa Hansen was staying in a Clear Lake, Iowa rental home when she was arrested. She faces 9 criminal misdemeanor charges for opening her Interchange Wine and Coffee Bistro in downtown Albert Lea in defiance of state COVID capacity restrictions. She had told the Star Tribune she would surrender only under certain conditions. Instead, she was arrested. Prosecutors have charged a Moorhead man in connection with vandalism over the weekend at the Moorhead Fargo Islamic Community Center. Matt Sepik has more on that.
Authorities say 22-year-old Benjamin Stewart Enderley spray-painted anti-Islam messages and racial slurs on the building Saturday night just after late prayers. He's facing charges of felony property damage and bias-motivated harassment, a gross misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, Enderley allegedly told a police officer that he did it as a joke and doesn't, quote, hate them. Investigators arrested Enderley after reviewing sales records for red spray paint at a nearby Walmart. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
5 white farmers, including one from Minnesota, are challenging a federal program that provides loan forgiveness to Black, American Indian, Hispanic, and Asian farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture program would forgive nearly $4 billion in federal loans to farmers who are members of those groups, who the agency is prioritizing because they have faced systemic discrimination. The attorney representing the farmer says the loan forgiveness program is too broad and discriminates by providing benefits based only on race. A similar lawsuit was filed this week in Texas. In other news, Minnesota health officials say more than 20 COVID-19 cases have been tentatively linked to protests earlier this month in Brooklyn Center. They're urging people who were there to get tested in quarantine if they may have been exposed. Rallies in the wake of the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright drew hundreds of people, as well as a large law enforcement response. State Infectious Disease Director Chris Ayersman said yesterday there have been 11 COVID cases among people who said they were at the protests and another 11 among law enforcement personnel. She says the timing means they'd have been infectious while amid those outdoor crowds.
Outdoors is safer than indoors, but it's not 100% safe. Masking and social distancing still have protective value, especially if you are in a tightly packed group and around many people.
Health officials report another 15 COVID deaths in Minnesota and more than 1,900 new cases, with the UK variant now the dominant strain in the state, making up 60-70% of new cases. In sports, the NFL draft was an in-person party last night, the first since the pandemic started. The Vikings drafted Virginia Tech offensive tackle Christian Darrisaw in the 23rd overall pick in the NFL draft. Also being taken in the first round was Marshall, Minnesota's Trey Lance. He's a former star quarterback at North Dakota State. He was the 3rd pick overall and will now play for the San Francisco 49ers. Gophers receiver Rashad Bateman was picked 27th by the Baltimore Ravens. The Wild lost to the St. Louis Blues 5-4 in overtime last night. The Wild host the Blues again tomorrow. The Wild have already clinched a playoff spot. Twins begin a home series against the Kansas City Royals tonight in Minneapolis. Regional weather today, slight chance of an afternoon shower in northern Minnesota, sunshine in the south. Highs will be in the mid-50s and lower 60s in northeastern Minnesota, mid-60s, lower 70s in the southwest. Slight chance of rain tonight in the north. Lows will be in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Tomorrow, big jump up in temperature. A little taste of summer tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper 70s to the upper 80s. A little cooler along Lake Superior. Highs there, upper 60s, mid-70s. And then cooler and wet on Sunday. If you're looking for more news right now, we have it for you. You can stream us by going to nprnews.org. We've got that great news app. Or if you happen to be by a radio, you can turn that on too. Hope you have a good weekend. I'm Kathy Werzer.